We're learning Shmiras Haloshin, Shar Tevuna, Perek Beis. In the English edition, it's page 218. In the bottom of the paragraph where it says, Mishu Rogil B'Shtika Nitzel Mikam Averis. The Chavetz Chaim is continuing to discuss the Maila of Shtika, of silence. And the one who remains silent is Rogil B'Shtika. He accustoms himself with silence. He will protect himself mikama averis, nitzo mikama averis, from any sins. Michanifus, from flattery, valeitzonus, and mocking. V'loshin hara u'shkarim v'gidufim, loshin hara, lying, and cursing. Why, how so? Ki kisha adem mecharef u'megadi v'isoi, when a person attacks him verbally and degrades him, if the person would respond to this verbal attack, what's the response? Yosef ledaber lo kiflayim. Not only is it tippish, he's a big tippish. Whatever the insult was the first time, he's going to double it. V'kach amar ha-chacham. So too, the chacham says, ani shemeya davar hara v'ani shoysek. The Chacham says, I'm going to hear something bad to me. What's my response? I'm going to be quiet. Why will I be quiet? Amar loy, v'lama, why should you remain silent? Amar lahem, im ashiv. Because if I do respond, then l'mechorafai, and I respond to the one who is rebuking, or no, I shouldn't say rebuke, but chastising me, ani yore, I'm concerned, that I'm going to hear harsher words the second time than the first time. So if I didn't like it the first time, why should I respond and provoke more for the second time? I just want to point out, like you mentioned, every day we say, that we should be quiet. Hashem should help, that we should be silent for those who are mecharif me, those who say these negative words, they curse me. And what does it say afterwards? As it says at the end of Shemoneh Esrei, which was just pointed out, L'kai nitzor l'sheini meiro, diving to Hashem that He should nitzor l'sheini, to put a stop to my mouth, my tongue, from any ra, u'sfasai medara mirmo, u'mekalalai nafshi sidoim. And for those who curse me, I should respond with how so? With silence. V'nashi ke'afor la'kol tiyeh. And my nefesh should be ke'afor la'kol tiyeh. What is ke'afor la'kol tiyeh? What is the dirt? What is the sand? Everybody tramples on the sand. Now, it's easy when a person is telling himself, okay, I don't mind if you step on me. What happens if a person is not ready for it? That's what we're talking about over here. When we're saying, if someone does step on me, nashi yikafer lakoltiyah. Now, what are the next words? It's not just by chance. The next words in this tefillah are, psach libi b'seyresecho. What does psach libi b'seyresecho have to do with the fact, elakai nitzor l'sheni meira, usvasai medabra mirma? What's the connection between that I should be silent when someone is attacking me verbally to Hashem, psach libi b'seyresecho? And the connection is as follows. Moshe Rabbeinu was the under mikol adam. He was the most humble of all men. Under mikol adam. What was his response to these tsaris when they attacked him? He was an under mikol adam. He was still the man who was the closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Psach li b'sar secha. Humility. The Sfarim bring out all the time. Humility. Anava. One will merit with that Liman HaTeira, Schus of Liman HaTeira. Okay, let's continue. He says like this. Gam Mishe Masik B'Midas HaShtiko, person who strengthens this attribute of shtika, of silence, people will be comfortable with speaking to him and telling private things to this person. Why? Since they know he doesn't talk a lot, they know that they can confide in him and they'll tell him something, and he'll keep it to himself. Furthermore, he's not a person who walks around as a talebearer, saying, "Oh, you know what this person said about you? You know what he said about him?" Doesn't do that. Mavis and Chaim are in the hands of the tongue. Death and life rest the hands of the tongue. A person can accomplish more with his mouth than he can with a sword. A person can be one place, and with his mouth can command death to someone else in a different place. But a sword can only cause death when it's close to the person. That's why a person is created with two eyes. And two ears, ushtei nichirayim, as well as two nostrils, upeechod. But one mouth. Why does he have one mouth? Loimar sheyimayit v'dibor. It's a constant reminder. How can he only have one mouth? I mean, think about it. Hashem could have. I mean, to us, it would look ridiculous because we're not used to it. I know what you're thinking. Some of you might be thinking, well, I know people have like, it's the equivalent of two mouths. But that's not what we're saying physically, two mouths. That's what we're talking about. So it would look funny to us. We're not used to it. But Hashem could have done this. The message is, Yemayit Bedibor. That's what Chavetz Chaim is teaching us here. Next paragraph. Hashtika Yofel HaChamim. Hashtika the shtika silence is good to the chachamim, kavachaymer, even more so latipshim. Siag lechachma shtika, samad kailo shtika. The Mishnah teaches us silence is the guardian surrounding wisdom. Silence is the cure for everything. Silence is the cure, the kailo shtika, samad kailo shtika, refuas akol shtika. A person should be careful to protect his speech, just as one would with the pupil of his eye. The pupil of the eye is the most delicate external part of a person's body. Just like a person has to make sure he wears his safety goggles, because one of the chassidim damages his eyes, so too a person has to make sure that he watches his mouth. As it says in Mishlei, Ki ksil michilto hol usfosoiv moikesh navshoi. It says a fool's mouth will trip him. Oh, will trip him up, and his speech will trap his soul. Uksiv shoymer piv l'shoynoi shoymit tzoras navshoi. However, one who is shomer piv l'shoynai, one who watches his mouth and his tongue, shomer mitzaris nafshoi, will guard his soul from troubles. We see constantly, again and again, different mamari chazal, different psukim, to come to bring out this point that a person who is protecting himself from using improper speech, this same person will be protected from tzaris. So what does that mean? What does that tell me? That it tells me like this. The person, Rachmanot Zlan, if he sees tzaris taking place, from the negative, you hear the positive. You hear the other flip side. That if Rachmanot Zlan, there are tzaris, maybe it's a simon that a person should be working on Shmir Saloshin. Maybe it's a simon that Klai Yisrael should be working on Shmir Saloshin. If there's public. Let's say a person is sitting with a group of people. Better that they say about you, daber. You know, you should say something. Daber ato. Daber manto shoyzi kol kach. Why are you so quiet? Better they say about you. No, say something. You're always so quiet. As opposed to mashatiyah medaber v'yul devarecha lehem lemasa v'yom lechosh soik. As opposed to, you know, why are you talking so much? Why do you talk so much? Better you be quiet a little. Better they tell you, you know, let me hear what you have to say. Uksiv. Pasuk says in Micha, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Hei, V'shecheves cheikecho shemar pischei picho. From the one closest to you, guard your opening of your mouth. Who's the one closest to a person? His wife. The one who was closest to you, resting with you. Shmor pischei picha. V'ramaz lano akosu she'apeh hu b'bechinas pesach. The pasuk is coming to Meran, has come to tell us that the peh, the mouth, is like an opening. V'kashem she'pesach habayis yesh lo eis leftayach eis leskor. So just like the door of a house. There's a time to open it, and there's a time to make sure it's closed. Dim yeh pasuach tamid, because if it is opened at all times, yichle kol hashav bayis, you lose everything that's in the house. Kach pischei piv, so too the entrance of your house, the entrance of your mouth rather. Eis lepascham ledivrei toiro shad dvarim hachreichim ve'eis lesagrim shad dvarim. There's a time to open your mouth. When should one talk? Yoni Torah, we said already, talk. Everyday life, you talk. You don't have to mouth to somebody, can you please pass the salt? You know, hand motions, we have a mouth. Can you please pass the salt? Can I help you? Can I get the door for you? We talk. Esa Sagram, the Shari Dvarim, there's also time. The mouth should be closed. For nonsense. For Dvarim Betalim, for talk that just about other people. You hear about this person? Oh, you hear about that person? Person has to know that this most precious part of man had, that he has, of his tools, is his speech. Because through the ability of speech, he's an Adam. He's a man. Al kain kemoi mishi yesh loy kesef izov amar goli, so too by a person that has kesef and zov, he has precious stones, gold and silver. Oisim misgeris misgeris the mishmartom, he makes a fence around the fence to protect them, the alarm systems. V'toynon bechadroi apnimi v'soy chateivam yuchedes laze, and he puts them inside his special storage room. Kain b'yoisim is there. How much more so? Tzorich lasis misgeris misgeris lepiv. Does he have to make a fence around his mouth? V'hayna b'midas hashtika kanal. How so? How does he protect his speech? With this mida of shtika, of silence. Let's begin paragimel. Let's discuss other eitzos in regards to other advice in regard to one guarding his speech. Let's say a person's nature is he's more down, he's more sad by nature. He's concerned, if I don't talk, I'd like to talk more. May I feel better about talking? When I feel better, because I have to speak. It helps my sanity. It helps me physically to talk to people, and I can't always be quiet. But he should make sure he accustoms himself not to speak about other people. Yeah, Mishi. Yeah, whoever it is, he should not speak about other people. He says in parentheses over here, I'll read the words and I want to make sure I say a very important explanation to it. Levad mi oisin shiyotzu min haklal l'chpor b'Hashem hamaligim al divri chazal. Sh'oisa mitzu l'ganis. Except for those who have left the ranks of what's called a halachic Jew, and they deny Chas Hashem Hashem, and they attack the words of Chazal. So those such people like this, it's a mitzvah. It's a fulfillment of a mitzvah to disgrace them. Now, these are the black and white words of the Chofetz Chaim, which can be found in Klal Ches Sifei of the Sefer Chofetz Chaim. However, I want to mention that we have to be careful not to paskin for ourselves on big halacha questions, or halacha questions we have the Rav who to go to ask a shayla. This is no different. A person should not say, oh, I know this person, he's a heretic. I know this person, he's a this, he's a that. Before you know it, he's not a this and that. We paskin incorrectly. And what we're doing now is we're speaking Lashon Hara incorrectly about this person. And we think it's the biggest mitzvah. We go to the mikvah first. We say, the Shem Yichu Kuchabrichu, Harin Mekai Mitzvahs Lashon Hara, Be Mitzvahs Lashon Toiv. Whatever thing the person gets, the Hara gets to the person and confuses him. In all seriousness, it's a very, very important point that a person, before he starts talking about somebody, he has to make sure he's that person he can talk about, or he should talk about. Even lefamim hiya muchrach ledabra yidus mi. If there are times that a person has to talk about someone else in another conversation, yevetachlis hakitzer, you should make sure he is as straight to the point. Doesn't have to be a wordy, verbose conversation. Because the more he talks, the bigger the problems can come up from this. He brings a beautiful point from Rafal Hamburg. Because there's Shemati Alagoin, Rafal Hamburg. That last 4 years of his life. Silik me'al atzmai ala rabbanus, oil ha-rabbanus. He retired from the rabbanus. And then when people came to him to discuss things, bikshum shelo yudabru beveisai oides shumish. He asked them to not to speak about anybody else. Don't you come to talk to me? Talk about something. Let's not discuss other people. He didn't want to discuss other people. Because there Shemati al Godol Hador Acher, the Chofetz Chaim. If the Chofetz Chaim is calling someone a different Godol Hador, Godol Hador, he's not using his words cheaply, as we know. So this must have been a Godol Hador. Shoya Zohir Moed Shlo Yishoma Al Piv Shum Shem Ish. Vakomitam Benal. That the Chofetz Chaim was careful that he should not hear anything about any other person. All for the same reasoning that the less conversation and discussion about other people, less problems come about. When the person discusses other people, as he'll discuss in the next paragraph, which we'll wait for next week, that even when it comes to praises, you praise one person, that one person you praise is the same person that the one you're having a conversation with, he despises, unfortunately. He doesn't like him. And the more you say, oh, he's such a Baal Chesed, he's such a this, such a that, before you know it, he can't hold back and says, oh, you really think he's such a nice guy? You really think he's such a good person? And he tells you a nice, juicy piece of Lashon Hara. You're like, no, I can't believe it. Oh, yeah, I'll tell you something else. How did it start? As the Gemara in Erechin Daf Tezayin tells us, we're going to see this next week, we should not speak of the praise of someone else, because from the praise, it comes to gnus. Have a good Shabbos.